It's time to get some good deals here. And I think about the prices, right? I always see the can of pork and beans and the price of all those things at the grocery store. And somebody probably knows a lot of those prices, or at least how maybe not to pay the price you see on that tag is Rachel Critch, who has couponing with Rachel and the Chronicle Telegram. She's got a Facebook website as well. Help us here to learn about couponing. And you've got a special class coming up on June 3rd at the Lorain County Transportation and Community Center. What kind of things will you be teaching people at a program like this?
You know, what I am going to be teaching is how to effectively use coupons. You know, anybody can clip coupons, then you throw them in your purse, and then one time you get up to the cash register, they're expired or they're ripped in half, right? So I'm going to show you how to effectively.
Wait a minute. How long was I in the grocery store that the coupon expired?
Well, you know, I think sometimes you just don't plan for it, right? So you cut your coupon. You're like, oh, this looks good. I think I'll use this. And then you throw it in your purse.
Yeah, mine's gone through the laundry. You know, what was that? Oh, yeah, I was supposed to save a dollar or 50 cents.
Right? You get home and then you were like, oh, I forgot to use those coupons. Right.
So you're going to organize this.
I'm going to organize. I'm going to show you where to get your coupons, how to organize them, which stores to use them effectively at, you know, and you know which stores, you know, have great coupon policies and where their coupon policies are and things like that.
Do they change their coupon policy frequently or different things occur?
You know, well, coupon policies probably are ever changing. You know, with the Extreme Couponing Show that came out quite a few years ago, a lot of policies have changed and they've just made some more restrictions. You know, because while everyone loves to save some money, not everybody who coupons is an extreme couponer.
Right.
So I think that, you know, they try to change their policies a little bit just to kind of, you know, cut down on some of that.
I always noticed there used to be a thing on coupons that said this was like worth 1/100,000th of a cent or something. Like
I think they do still say
like 50 million of them, you could get a dime or something. It was just kind of a strange small print that they had in there. But obviously with those extreme couponing, you think they're doing things that the coupon manufacturers or people thought, well, nobody's really going to do that. Or why would anybody want to buy an entire 3 shopping carts full of toilet paper at one time or whatever?
Well, I don't know. I have bought a lot of toilet paper at one point. But maybe not toothpaste, right? I mean, toothpaste is going to expire and, you know, certain things like that. Yeah, I mean, you just don't need that much stuff, even toilet paper, I suppose. There's always going to be a deal.
This event at the Lorain County Transportation Community Center, sponsored by Staples, Apples, and McDonald's. You've got some nice sponsors for there as well. This is in from 6 to 8. And registration for the deadline is this coming Friday. So we got you in today to get people inspired, thinking, well, I want to be a part of this. So they've got just a couple days in order to sign up. I guess they can go to the Chronicle website, chronicletea.com. Or they can even, I guess, in the paper, you'll see
there's some ads in the paper. They can also just, they could call and get some more information by calling 329-7239, and they can call and register over the phone, too.
So get us organized. What's the step? Let's say I'm the beginner. You got a fresh person here who doesn't have bad habits already, or what would you
be doing? The first thing you need to do is get coupons from your Sunday paper. Sunday paper, just about every Sunday, there'll be coupons in there, and you'll grab your coupons, and then really the thing is you're going to need to organize them. Figuring out where to put them and how to organize them is key. You know, everybody has a different way of organizing them, but not organizing them at all is not a good idea. So getting your coupons and then organizing them, and then really checking out my website, couponingwithrachel.com. I have a ton of tips and ideas and shopping deals that I do a lot of work for you. So it's really nice that you can come to the coupon class and you can learn everything that you need to do. But then if you just follow me on my webpage, I do a lot of the steps and hunting the deals for you and things like that. So I make it really easy.
How do you combine coupons? Because I always think, well, I use one. And sometimes it says one per item, or you're thinking, well, can this coupon work along with the sale as well as some in-store coupon? How does all that?
That's a big question. Well, you know, some stores will let you stack coupons. You know, so they'll let you use multiple coupons on one product, which is amazing. One of those stores is Target. Target almost doesn't even want you to pay anything when you shop there, because they will let you use a manufacturer coupon, a Target coupon, and a Target mobile coupon, their mobile coupon, which are their Cartwheel app. So you can use they have an app called Cartwheel.
Okay.
And so you can use all three of those on one product at Target. You know, and then if you find the item on clearance, I mean, it's like the stars are aligned, and it's you know, just coupon Nirvana. You just, there's so many great deals out there.
All right. I used my phone recently for the first time. I got some email, you know, because I guess that's another way you can sign up for people's emails that include coupons that are not in the Sunday paper, mm-hmm. right? So I was able to show the person, I was getting a haircut and I needed some. So I was able to, I remembered, hey, they sent something. So I saw them on my phone. So I showed them on my phone.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
Yeah, then you don't even have to waste for your ink.
Right. I still didn't believe what was happening. I thought, really, this is, I'm just looking and now you're looking at my phone or scanning something. And
another store that offers deals is Apple's. And they, you can sign up for their text alerts. You can get on their Facebook page and find out what number to put in. And they will send you maybe one or two text alerts a week on different deals that they had. Just, I think it was last week, they were offering a 24-pack of soda. I think it was like Dr. Pepper, Pepsi brand, for only $3.99, which essentially makes, you know, like a 12-pack $2, which is a crazy low price. Mm-hmm. So they'll just have deals, and Apple's will, you know, text you the deal. You can walk into the store, show them your text on your phone, and you grab the deal.
It's one thing to organize coupons. It's another thing to organize emails and messages that are sent. What tips do you have for that?
Well, you know, I think that starting slow and, you know, starting off, I wouldn't suggest any new couponer to just kind of jump right in and try to get everything, because that, like you said, I mean, that's hard work, right? It'd be hard to keep it all straight. But, you know, if, I think the biggest tip is if you just start with one store and grab those deals and then add more as you go along, that makes a lot more sense, you know, so that way you won't be so overwhelmed.
They talk about one store. How often do you go to multiple stores? Because as you talked before, here's Apple's with something else. Here's a Target. So are you also, besides planning in the store where to go, you're also planning what stores to go to?
Well, you know, I probably do most of my planning at home. You know, since I write, you know, on my blog, I, you know, post the deals for people so I know exactly where they're going to be. Yesterday, I went to Walgreens. Today, I'll be going to Apple's. Tomorrow or the next day, I'll be going to Staples because Staples has some great deals this week. So, you know, I just kind of plan it out. Some days, some weeks, I don't shop at all, shocking as it is. You know, I have a little stockpile, not crazy stockpile like, you know, you'd see on the Extreme Couponing show. Some of those people have like aisles in their garage. Have you ever seen the show?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I've seen that. Yes.
Once you've reached aisles, I think you may have gone too far.
If they had a candy aisle, that's all I would remember. I had a neighbor who had like a candy store in his garage. I'm not quite sure exactly if his father was a supplier. It was just the craziest thing. I thought, well, this guy's living in, you know, the dream world, something like that. But sure. Well, I mean, there's moments where I need dog food. I wish I had dog food.
If you could go out in your little garage.
11 o'clock at night, I'm thinking my dogs are looking at me, and I'm thinking I should have bought an extra bag when I had a chance.
And, you know, and that, I think that's key is, you know, always having two. Having two is something. You know, I do have a stockpile, but it's not – I probably have two or three of things, not, you know, 10 to 12 of things. So as you buy your second – as you get to your second one, you know, put it on your list so that way you'll always have something.
Rachel, it seems like you really enjoy this. You have a lot of fun with it.
Oh, I do.
Do you remember the first time you used a coupon?
Oh, wow.
Or how did you get started in taking it to where you are now?
How I got started was I actually attended a coupon class at Cornerstone among women here in Elyria, and they were offering like a mommy class. And I went, and at the end of like, I think it was maybe like kind of a shorter class, it was about an hour, I was so confused, but I was so excited. I had no idea what she was talking about, but I'm like, I want to do that. And so I just went home and started researching and trying to figure out, you know, what I could do to start saving a little bit of money. And I just kind of took step by step and, you know, would save a little here and a little there. And, you know, now, man, I live, breathe, and sometimes even dream in coupons. There's just so many ways to save. And what's great about coupons is that you can do as little or as much as you want. You know, you don't have to be an extreme couponer. You just do a little bit, dabble. See, I could turn you guys into some couponers.
Yeah. Can you give us an example of maybe a case where you saved a lot, you know, a high percentage on a given product?
Well, just recently, Giant Eagle had Brawny paper towels for $1, and there was a 55-cent coupon, which doubled, which meant free paper towels. This was a hot item here in Lorain County. Just about every store was sold out just about any time of the week. Rain checks were flying off, you know, out of the store because everybody wanted this product. So I was able to, after shopping, you know, a bit, I was able to get about 40 to 50 of them. So, you know, That's a lot. But we do have five people in our family, so we could probably go through a paper towel of, you know.
Spill
couple.
Something. Can you spill something? I want to open up a new brownie.
Mama has a lot of brownie paper towels.
I could have used those for my hot water tank yesterday when it broke down.
And I got to say, that was an exciting. I loved getting my brownie. And, you know, brownie is going to be on sale again for a dollar starting Thursday at Giant Eagle, which means more free. I probably won't get more. You know, I mean, how much? 40's a lot.
The brawny guy's changed over time, by the way. He's a little different. He's a little. He's not as rugged as he used to be for some reason.
I'm waiting for the call on the PA system. You know, brawl in aisle six.
Oh, right. Right. That could happen. We're talking today with Rachel Critch, who is couponing with Rachel. You'll see that you have a column in the Chronicle as well as a Facebook page, also at the Chronicle website. Again, you're coming up on June 3rd, by the way. Craig, that's Tuesday. I don't want to spoil anybody's month of May, but June is already upon us next Tuesday, right? You're looking at my calendar.
Tuesday is the 1st, isn't it?
No.
Let's see, 31st.
It's Saturday.
So
Sundays?
31st is what? What is that, a Saturday
it
over there?
It is Tuesday the 3rd.
Okay. So what's Bruce saying? Bruce is telling us it's Wednesday. Tuesday, right?
I did say Tuesday.
Thank you.
Tuesday the 3rd.
Tuesday the 3rd.
Well done.
6 to 8 o'clock at the Lorain County Transportation and Community Center, presented by Staples, Apples, and McDonald's. Now, you need to register because there's only a limited time.
You do, yeah. And, you know, and every class in the past has sold out. It's a fun class. You know, a lot of times people come to my coupon class and say, I got to tell you, Rachel, a two-hour class I was not looking forward to on a Tuesday afternoon. Coupons can be pretty dry, cut and dry. But I try to make the class as fun as possible. I share some of my couponing stories and, you know, just try to make it fun and exciting. And people leave and say, you know, I this is my second time I've taken this class. I enjoyed it so much the first time. So, you know, hopefully lots of people will come out, learn the art of couponing, and I'll help them save a lot of money.
Where do people find these free coupons or these larger, you know, like a dollar off kind of coupons? Where are those type of things? I don't always find those in the Sunday paper.
Well, some are in the Sunday paper. Okay. Some, another place is to check out the company's Facebook page. Sometimes companies will offer high-value coupons just on their Facebook page or their Twitter page. You know, a lot of out of social media, they want you to come over and like them, and then they'll give you a coupon. Another way to do it is to call a company. If you really like their product, if you've been a loyal user, give them a call. There's a 1-800 number on the back of the just about a back of it, box of everything, right? And let them know how much you love their product. Most of the time they're getting calls from people who don't like their products, right? And right next to the call center, they have a stack of coupons for these people who are angry. So I figure that we should tap into this market, call the company when you like their product, because they want to hear when somebody doesn't like the product, but they also want to hear when somebody does, right? So call those companies. You know, and ask, you know, and at the end of telling them how much you love their product, if they don't offer, say, hey, would you like to, do you happen to have any coupons?
Coupons or something like that?
Very rarely has anybody said, no, Mrs. Critch, we don't have any coupons for you, but thanks for calling, right?
That would be not a good thing for them.
In fact, most of the time they even have to ask. They'll say, well, thank you so much for calling. Can I send you out some coupons? And I'll say, well, yes, you can. Thank you very much. Absolutely. So that's another great place to get high-value coupons.
How do you balance couponing and also buying the items that you need, not just the ones that have the coupon? Because, I mean, the coupons are there. The companies put them out so you want to try their product or be a part of it. How do you kind of balance that between here's the items I use, here's the items I want, and these are coupons that I can match up with that?
Well, first thing is that I try to be, you know, as easygoing as possible, which means, you know, if Barilla Pasta is on sale that week and I have a 50, you know, cent coupon, even if it's a pasta that we wouldn't usually use, we'll go ahead and buy it if it's free, right? So that's the first thing, is that we'll try new products. We'll, you know, try products that we don't usually use, so that way we can get deals on those. And the other thing is that we'll supplement, you know, just even if we don't have a coupon, we'll supplement just the deals. So, you know, if we may shop at Aldi, we may shop at Apples, you know, and just grab those deals even if we don't have coupons, so that way, you know, we can add to our, you know, our pantry.
How do you keep your coupons fresh? You talk about filing them.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go through them all the time, expired, or you're trying to teach us to use them so they will not expire by that time?
There's a lot of different ways to organize your coupons. Like I said earlier, it depends on what works for you. The only bad way to organize is not to organize at all. So you got to kind of figure out what works for you. Some people will put them in a big coupon binder. They'll cut them, you know, they'll cut each one out, and they use baseball card holders, and then you fold them and you place them in, and you organize them by category. So those are the people who are like really want to be organized.
I've not seen that person in the store. That's not bad.
That's how I used to organize them. It's a little bit time consuming. So what I do is I just kind of keep them all together. It's called the hole insert method. And you'll be learning, people who come to the class will hear more about this. But you just file them away by date. So that way when you're following blogs and you can, you know, when somebody says that there's a certain coupon and date, you can just go to that section, pull them out, and cut out your coupons.
And in store, sometimes they're still. Do they still have those little machines that dispense coupons?
My kids love those. If you'll know that me and my children have been there, because there'll be a couple extra up top for you. You won't even have to pull them out.
Can I just pull a coupon?
There are coupons in the stores. There's tear pads and Blinkies. You don't want to take more than a couple, right? Some people, unfortunately, will take a whole tear pad. Take, you know, one or two, right. But keep your eyes open. My husband says I have a coupon radar. I'm walking through the store, and, you know, it's just like a little coupon reader goes off, and I can, like, the coupons just jump out. There's coupons everywhere.
I've got to ask, have you ever had a coupon and made a purchase for something you absolutely had no need or use for?
I did. I got some hair color for men.
Well, was that for your, you know?
No,
was that
my
husband
didn't even
hint?
Need it, but it was like a $2 moneymaker, so, you know, how could you not? And then I just donated it. You know.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. I brought it because somebody needs hair color,
sure,
right?
Sure.
You know, and especially different places when you're going to get food, you know, so maybe some food help. I thought maybe somebody would either could use it or at least get a chuckle when they see it on the, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if it's a moneymaker, you know, there'll be times when, yes, I will go out and pick something up and, you know, purchase it.
And the moneymaker indicates that you have a coupon that's greater for the value of the item?
Yeah, or? There was it was probably, you know, on sale, and then I had a coupon, and then I probably got either extra care bucks back or, you know, at Walmart, okay, they offer overage on your coupons. So, you know, if you can find something maybe for $3 and you have a $5 coupon, that $2 extra can go for the rest of your groceries.
Okay. I've had the cases where you use coupons, and then the register spits out a whole bunch of more coupons, and they hand them back to you, and then you're thinking, how do they know I buy all this stuff? Look what they know what I'm going to get. I'm going to have. So it's like,
yes,
it's like it feeds on itself.
It does. It kind of triggers what you're buying, and then they'll give you more coupons. Sometimes it's a little off because you don't know how in the world you got this coupon when you bought.
Right.
But most of the time.
Well, I had an incident, and this is, you know, sometimes you think the coupons and the company is literally like you think it's an adversarial relationship, but it's not really, because sometimes the person behind the counter will go, did you have the coupon for this? Or we have one here, and sometimes they'll scan something that they have back there. I was at CVS the other day, and they said, if you go over to that machine over there and scan your little card, it'll spit out like a $2 coupon for what you got here.
Oh, and, how helpful they are.
Because I didn't have no idea there was a thing over there to do that.
Every time you go into CVS, there's a little coupon machine at the front of the store. Take your card and scan it. And don't just scan it once. Scan it until they say, stop scanning your coupon or your card, right? So you just keep scanning. It's usually about three times. And every time you scan it, more coupons will come out. Those are CVS coupons, which are stackable with manufacturer's coupons. So you can use two coupons on one item.
Look, she's getting me. This is
it's
really
so exciting.
It is. Wow.
So that's an easy way.
You go into the house and go, I got this for 50 cents. And they're like, what is that? And you're like, this. And
it's hair color for men.
You know, it's so different now. I remember growing up, and this was back in the era when grocery stores used to give out stamps, I believe. And you'd put the stamps in these little booklets.
Right.
And you'd keep getting the booklets until you could trade them in for different merchandise.
Yep. That's similar to, you know, what they have with a lot of these plans where you get rewards and type of things. And every once in a while I get email, you have so many thousands of rewards. I don't really know what I have to look into that. So there's a lot of the organization, which you're talking about.
Yes.
Which is what people will learn. You'll start to teach that when they come out to the Lorain County Transportation and Community Center. That's here on Broad Street, downtown Elyria, June 3rd from 6 to 8 o'clock. Again, Staples, Apple's, McDonald's, sponsors putting this together along with Chronicle Telegram, and our guest today has been Rachel Critch, Couponing with Rachel. Now, if people want to sign up, how do they go ahead and do that?
They can sign up online through the Chronicle Telegram's website, which is chronicle.t.com, or they can call in to get more information and sign up over the phone, which is 329-7239.
Okay. And you'll learn how to do all the couponing and get just all your bargains and deals and get things, as you say, just any kind of organization.
Yeah, you definitely have to be organized. Yeah, there's so many deals, and you know, and so you have to learn how to be organized. But you know, even somebody who doesn't want to go full fledged couponing can really save a ton of money. And think how much money you're going to save next time you walk into CVS.
Right. Now that I know where that little thing is, that I had no idea what that was there at the entrance. Rachel, thanks for sharing the time with us.
Thanks for having me.
People can again be out there on June 3rd at the Lorain County Transportation and Community Center.